local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Lots to do, and we get started with Kane and traffic. Dr. Bill's next.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions so far this morning, and light traffic is traveling across the Bayway, coming in from the Eastern Shore, and again, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Watch for the radar this morning. School buses back in action in Mobile, Baldwin County. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street. Street in downtown Mobile having a summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. See them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny again, with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The Environmental Studies Center is a natural sciences education facility which provides unique learning experiences to learn about our natural environment. The center offers nature trails through pine and bay forests, swamps, a 20-acre lake, and a beautiful carnivorous plant bog. There's also a wildlife rehab program for the care and release of injured and orphaned native wildlife, many on exhibit. ESC is open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Gerby Road next to Burns Middle School.
All right, 6:08 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Easter Monday. As some schools, a lot of Mobile and Baldwin County, the public schools are finished with spring break, and a handful of others going on spring break this week. So Catholic schools and different Christian schools and private schools. So probably will make traffic easier again this week. Last week, traffic was not an issue, really. It shows how big the load is on just people taking children to school. This week will be not as bad as a normal week, but probably a little heavier than last week.
Yeah, I was down at Gulf Shores over the weekend, and yesterday you could really see the spring breakers starting to arrive.
Okay, so the migration was coming in.
Yes, it was coming in, and maybe there were spring breakers there and leaving, but yes. The temperature wasn't exactly, it wasn't perfect for those spring breakers trying to get out on the beach earlier in the weekend, but yesterday as it started to warm up, lots of people making their way out there next to the water.
Why do I hear David Attenborough in my ears that does all the documentaries? Here we see the migration of spring breakers to the southern parts of Alabama.
The young adults.
They're following the same trails their ancestors did to the spring break grounds. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, we'll check in with News 5 in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The numbers are in for the unemployment rates for Alabama, and they remain at a record low for the second straight month. The Alabama Department of Labor says the state's unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%, with a little more than 82,000 people unemployed, but more than 2.1 million people are employed as of March, and that number's up almost 5,000 from February. Secretary of Labor Fitzgerald Washington says that building construction employment has increased by nearly 11% over the year, and aerospace parts and manufacturing has seen more than 10% growth. If you work in the leisure and hospitality, or perhaps professional and business services and manufacturing, there's also year-to-year growth in your industry. And if you work in construction, weekly earnings have also showed over-the-month growth, with an average earnings exceeding $1,000 for the first time since the agency began keeping stats. Shelby County had the lowest unemployment rate with 2.8%. Wilcox County had the highest with 8.4%. An update on a story we told you about last week, as one woman is now under arrest and police now know the name of the second suspect, but they need your help to find her. We're talking about a recent robbery and burglary. Last Wednesday, police say 28-year-old Tenise McCants and 27-year-old Siri Gooden were caught shoplifting items at the Old Navy store on Government Boulevard in I-65 inside McGowan Park. When an employee tried to stop them, they threatened to pepper spray them. One of the women also threatened to run over an employee with her vehicle. McCants was arrested and taken to jail. Siri Gooden remains on the run. If you know her whereabouts, you're urged to contact police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Tommy Goldman and Antonio Nettles are expected to appear before a judge this week. Both are in Mobile Metro Jail. Goldman allegedly fired shots at Mobile police during a chase Thursday night. Nettles, a passenger in the car, was taken into custody and charged with attempting to elude. Goldman was able to stay on the run until Friday afternoon when he led officers on another chase in a stolen car that ended with a crash in the parking lot of a restaurant on Airport Boulevard. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office needs help finding an elderly man missing since Friday night. 83-year-old Clifford Reynolds was last seen in Bruton, Alabama. He was driving a white Chevy Avalanche. It has a Florida license plate. If you've seen Reynolds or the Avalanche, call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Alabama voters need a specific type of ID to vote at the polls. That includes a driver's license, non-driver ID, or passport among them. If you don't have one, traveling units will be going to every county in the state to provide the free voter IDs. There will be locations in Clark, Monroe, and Washington counties. The full list on WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots, even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom Sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
The American Cancer Society wants to make sure every cancer patient who needs a ride to and from treatment gets one. Their Road to Recovery program aims to do just that, but they are in great need of volunteers. If you can help, call 1-800-277-2345 or visit their website at cancer.org. That phone number again, 1-800-277-2345, or visit the website cancer.org and be part of somebody's Road to Recovery.
Good morning. It's 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Boston Celtics finished a four-game sweep over the Indiana Pacers with a 110-106 victory in Indianapolis.
That's going to be it. The Boston Celtics will defeat the Indiana Pacers 4-0. 0-0 with their first playoff sweep since 2011.
Gordon Hayward led Boston with 20 points, and the Celtics are the first team to advance to the second round. The Golden State Warriors beat the LA Clippers 113-105 to take a 3-1 series lead.
Final score, Warriors 113, and the Clippers 105. It's a 3-1 lead as the series shifts back to Oracle Arena.
Kevin Durant scored 33 for the Warriors in the win, while Klay Thompson added 32. Kawhi Leonard led Toronto with 34 points in a 107-85 Raptors win over Orlando. Toronto leads that series 3-1. And Portland beat Oklahoma City 111-98, taking a commanding 3-1 series lead. Damian Lillard scored 15 third-quarter points for the Blazers. Tonight, there are two games on the NBA playoff schedule. At 7 p.m., Milwaukee plays at Detroit. The Bucks lead that series 3-0 and could complete the sweep tonight. The winner of that series will face the Celtics in the second round. At 9:30 tonight, Houston plays at Utah. They also have an opportunity to wrap up the series in a 4-game sweep. In the NHL playoffs, 4 teams have already advanced into the second round. In the Eastern Conference, the Columbus Blue Jackets and New York Islanders advanced last week. And in the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche and St. Louis Blues won their series over the weekend. Yesterday, the Boston Bruins beat Toronto 4-2 to tie their series at 3-game apiece. Brad Marchand scored 2 goals with an assist in the win. And the San Jose Sharks beat the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in double overtime with a shorthanded game winner from Tomas Hertl.
Tomas Hertl shorthanded, shoots, and scores! Tomas Hertl hits the jackpot!
That series also tied at 3-game apiece now. Game 7 for both series is set for Tuesday night. On the PGA Tour, Taiwan's CT Pan won the RBC Heritage on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. That was the first PGA Tour victory of his career. Pan shot a 4-under-67 to finish at 12-under par, 1 stroke ahead of Matt Kuchar, and 2 in front of Patrick Cantlay, Scott Piercy, and Shane Lowry. Dustin Johnson led entering the final round, but shot a 77 on Sunday to finish tied in 28th place. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game Sun Belt series at Louisiana Monroe over the weekend. The Jags lost Game 1 on Friday, 16-11, won the first game of a Saturday doubleheader 11-2 before dropping the final game on Saturday 12-9. This Wednesday, South back in action at home in Mobile with McNeese State coming to town. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. South Alabama softball swept Georgia State in a 3-game Sun Belt series at home. Jags won 9-7 in the first Friday game, 4-2 in the second game on Friday, and 10-7 on Saturday. Next up, the softball team heads to Montgomery to face Alabama State on Tuesday night. In the major leagues, Josh Donaldson hit 2 home runs and the Atlanta Braves beat Cleveland 11-5 last night. Washington shut out Miami 5-0. Colorado beat Philadelphia 4-1. Cody Bellinger hit his 11th home run this season and the LA Dodgers defeated Milwaukee 6-5. Yankees beat the Royals 7-6 and Boston finished a series sweep over Tampa Bay with a 4-3 win in extra innings. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast, even if you watch what you spend. Whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions as we head back to school. We've got the school buses traveling as well off of spring break in Mobile and Baldwin County. It looks good downtown from the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels and across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Call them today or see them in their showroom in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5. What lines up for this week for spring break temps? We'll find out from Dr. Bill. Coming your way just about 10 minutes from right now. And right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we're hearing from Roy Moore, the former Chief Justice, responding to last week's polling numbers, which has him leading the pack should he decide to run for a 2020 U.S. Senate seat. 400 registered voters in Alabama who identify as Republicans. They were polled, and they put Moore in the lead with 27%, followed by Representative Mo Brooks with 18%, Representative Bradley Byrne with 13%, and Representative Gary Palmer with 11%. So far, only Representative Byrne is the only declared candidate who has announced his intentions of wanting to unseat Democrat Senator Doug Jones. In a Facebook post, Moore said in part, quote, "The truth is that my stand for the acknowledgement of God and our Constitution scares the Washington establishment to death, and perhaps it should. Let's face it, the Washington establishment did not choose Trump. The people did." Now, Moore has not yet announced whether he is even considering running in the race, but if he does, it would be round two for Jones and Moore, as Jones won the Senate seat in 2017, defeating Moore as allegations of sexual misconduct decades earlier swirled around him. An escaped inmate now back behind bars, Joel Spears, escaped from the Childersburg Work Release Center last Friday night at 9:45. He was serving a 15-year sentence on an Escape 2 charge. He was recaptured on Sunday. Authorities have not yet released details on where they found him, nor how he was able to make his getaway, but Spears is expected to face additional charges. News from Pritchard this morning as the Pritchard City Golf Clubhouse went up in flames Friday night. Mayor Jimmy Gardner confirms the fire started in the back of the building, and thankfully, though, there were no injuries. Right now, this fire remains under investigation as well as an assessment as to how many damages were caused and what started that fire. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm just to involve our conversation from a second ago. It's not that I don't think I'm being unfair and expecting people to know how to spell barnacle.
Mm.
Okay. They know what vowel to put there, the second vowel in there. It's my issue is, wouldn't spell check catch
barnacle?
Barnacle?
You would think so.
By the way, good Monday morning. It's FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Just discussing some story there on from a TV station out there and spelling a barnacle. I'm not saying like they should know how to spell barnacle without it. It's just, don't you have spell check?
Yeah.
Does spell check not, okay, well, we could do that. We'll have to trust that during the break. If in typing in whatever document, we'll do like a Microsoft Word or whatever the Apple component is and see if it catches barnacle.
I'm sure it does. Actually, I know that it gets.
So you had to choose then to say no, Microsoft Word. I don't want to spell it correctly. I want to spell it this way.
Well, at some point you get tired of seeing all the red squiggly lines on the screen because
you just post it.
You just post it. You just let it rip. Figure it out. I'll post it now. They'll figure it out later. Nothing's gonna happen if I misspell barnacle. Except. What they didn't know is that we would catch it and make fun of them.
Sitting there obsessing about the spelling of the word barnacle. All right, coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us. We'll talk about the work week forecast and also for some schools, the spring break forecast. And also coming up this morning, we're turning up your voice. So much to talk about in the news and internationally. Of course, you've heard the updates there out of Sri Lanka. And I'll go ahead and say it, even though everybody else dances around it, the terrorist attack against Christians that went on Easter Sunday. We'll talk some details about that. Also in state news, you heard Kelly mention the latest here for the 2020 Senate stakes. It's going to be interesting. One of the stories we've had Jeff Poore and some others talk about with us is, and I went to a thing about 3 weeks ago where Jeff Sessions was speaking. I didn't talk to him specifically. I talked to other people that are farther up the ladder than me. They said, man, we don't think Jeff Sessions is going to run for Senate. But then Jeff Poore and others have said, unless Roy Moore makes the top of the Republican ticket. If Roy Moore comes in, announces that he's running officially, and starts showing a big lead, you might see Jeff Sessions step back in, because he can still step in and qualify for Senate 2020, and maybe that would be the one thing that would bring him back in to running for a job that he held before he became the nation's top cop.
And he would do that so he could play Superman, right? Because we don't want a repeat of the Doug Jones beating Roy Moore, so he would have to jump in to maybe change
that
things.
Would be the thing. The higher-ups would say, this is going to happen again. It's going to repeat itself. We need you, Jeff.
Mm.
All right, coming right back, we'll check in with Dr. Bill.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An arrest made in a 3-car crash that left one person dead in Northwest Florida. 47-year-old Marie Ann Simpkins is charged with DUI and reckless endangerment. She was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night after being released from the hospital. The crash happened Sunday afternoon about 4:30. The Florida Highway Patrol says Simpkins was driving eastbound on West Fairfield Drive when she ran a red light near W Street and hit two cars. A passenger in one of those cars, 22-year-old Nelson Riley, died at Baptist Hospital. A 13-year-old is facing charges after lying to police. Officers say the teenager claimed to have killed his mother and threatened to kill himself. The call came in Sunday morning about 10:30. Officers with the Crestview Police Department responded. When they arrived, they found no one inside the home. The teenager later admitted to lying. He's been charged with making a false report. Alabama lawmakers are expected to vote this week on a bill that would bring a lottery to the state. Two separate bills are expected to be voted on. Alabama's one of 5 states in the country that does not have a lottery. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
The capital of Sri Lanka is heading toward a curfew at sunset with the use of social media curtailed, and the government's dealing with reports it failed to heed warnings that a domestic radical Muslim group now blamed would attack. With almost 300 people dead in the Easter Sunday bombings, Nick Watson reports people are on edge.
Massive controlled explosion very close to a church that was so tragically targeted just yesterday, and they blew up a suspicious vehicle and sent, understandably, very nervous residents of this neighborhood into a real panic here.
China is criticizing the announcement coming from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, telling Beijing and other governments to stop buying Iranian oil or face sanctions. China saying its dealings with Iran deserve respect. Stop and Shop supermarket workers and the company have reached a tentative contract deal to end strikes at their stores. On Wall Street, stock futures point to a lower opening this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Japanese authorities today hit former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn with a fresh charge of aggravated breach of trust, the fourth formal indictment against the auto sector tycoon, who immediately filed for bail. The 65-year-old denies all allegations against him and insists they have been cooked up in a plot by Nissan executives wary of his plans to bring the Japanese car giant closer to its French partner Renault. Ghosn is accused of funneling millions in Nissan funds to a dealership in the Middle East and siphoning off $5 million for his personal use. Huawei says its quarterly revenue jumped 39% to $26.8 billion as the Chinese telecom giant made further inroads in the market for 5G wireless technology. Huawei says it has signed 40 commercial contracts to supply carriers with 5G technology and ship more than 70,000 5G base stations. Huawei is the world's largest maker of telecom equipment and has emerged as a dominant supplier of technology for 5G. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour.
One of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts?
What came up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear?
Jim Gaffigan, Saturday, May 11th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Wow. What a weekend. I think you could have gone maybe even higher on your weekend weather scale.
Well, one of the reasons I took a point or so off is that we've had some exceptionally cool weather, cold weather almost, for Saturday night, and that was the case. We got down to 42 yesterday morning.
Wow.
Broke a record. Record was 43, set in 1953. But then we warmed up to 79, so that's a big range in temperature. And we're going to see a reading around 80 degrees for this afternoon. We're going to continue with some beautiful weather. Big high-pressure system located over the southeast, and it's going to stay with us at least into Wednesday. And that's going to give us a lot of sunshine, and we'll still cool down quite a bit at night. In fact, tonight down around 52 degrees, not as cold as over the weekend, but still very pleasant. And again, the high around 80 degrees for this afternoon. As for tomorrow, another day with sunshine and around 80. And then as we look ahead to the rest of the week, Wednesday, mostly sunny, around 80 degrees. But then the clouds roll in Wednesday night. A storm system will be developing over South Texas and will gradually move along the Gulf Coast through Louisiana and Mississippi and into Alabama on Thursday. So look for showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two on Thursday. A better chance for thunderstorms Thursday night. And the high on Thursday will be in the upper 70s. On Friday, again, showers and thunderstorms, especially in the morning, and the high on Friday in the upper 70s. And that leaves the weekend. Sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday. And so it looks like we could get another beautiful weekend, although a little bit warmer than what we just had.
That's fine. When you can get these fronts coming through as scheduled during the middle of the week, I appreciate that, Dr. Bill. Thank you for pulling the levers you need to make that happen.
And especially have them come in at night.
Yes, at night, yeah. And during the week. It's a win. I really appreciate your handle on that. Hey, you know, you mentioned a record low yesterday morning for record highs and lows and all that kind of weather information. We've got a one booklet you can pick up to a repository of all that.
Yeah, if you haven't picked up a copy yet, get hold of one, because all the tide tables there for the year, records for the rest of the year, as well as information on hurricane season. And you can find copies right now at West Marine here at Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Also on the Eastern Shore in Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. And also are copies at Autocraft Collision Centers.
All right, Dr. Bill's Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac available now, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Dr. Bill. 637 FM Talk 106.5, your exclusive forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. On the way, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for a full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Now in Tillman's Corner and Theodore, a good ride. 90, Rangeline, Hallsville, Nevius Road. And again, back on I-10 from 90 to Theodore Dawes Road, we've had a pretty quiet ride so far with no major backups or delays. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5. Hope you all had a fantastic Easter, and pretty hard not to with the weather like that. got out to be fantastic. Although I had a kind of a crushing, soul-crushing moment yesterday.
Oh, no.
Excited, you know, we stepped out. Actually, I stood outside of Mass because when everybody descends on the St. Edmunds down there at Dauphin Island, there's not enough room for, it's a small church. Uh-huh. And then because of spring break and Easter, like air buddies down there. So standing room only, that means you're standing out in the yard kind of trying to peek in, see what's going on in the service. But afterwards, they have the Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest yesterday said he's too old for it.
No way.
So you're beginning the journey with the new baby with your daughter. I'm on the flip side where I was. I told the kids, I said, if y'all don't compete in it, I'm going to compete in it. No, Dad, that's embarrassing. But yeah, so my youngest said he was too old for Easter egg hunt. So I was bummed out.
A sad moment for you, but you know how it goes. I mean, kids, they'll say they're too old for something when they're not. They're not quite too old. Because next year, he'll be back at it.
You think?
I think so. Okay. I think next year he'll say, I might have called it a year early. I might need to get back out there.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, he told me, because, you know, after church, you have the Easter egg hunt. And I said, all right, we're going to. He said, I'm too old. I'm 8. Okay. 6:40. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. File this one under the strange but true headline. As a man tries to list a home for sale, but the home did not belong to him. 56-year-old Tony Glenn Grimes is accused of putting the house on the market in late February with an asking price of $168,000 for a home that did not belong to him. The enterprise man has been arrested and charged with first-degree attempted theft. That happened on Friday, and he was then transported to the Coffee County Jail. He's right now being held on a $150,000 bond. This case remains under investigation. Scary scene on I-65 as a vehicle catches fire close to the Stockton exit and just before the GW Bridge Sunday night. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that thankfully there were no injuries. The vehicle was on the shoulder of the road. An investigation is now underway as to what may have led to that vehicle fire. And of course, once we receive that information, we'll bring that straight to you. Happy Earth Day from NASA. Happening today, NASA is hosting a grand opening event for its new environmentally friendly facility at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville. Building 4221 was designed and built to meet federal standards of energy and water efficiency and is specifically insulated with much of the exterior covered in glass, which deflects heat to reduce cooling costs within. NASA also says the rooftop solar power units absorb energy to augment electrical power, and the building will have 99% LED lighting. The building will provide offices and workspaces for 440 employees. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733-251-4TREE.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Tommy Goldman and Antonio Nettles are expected to appear before a judge this week. Both are in Mobile Metro Jail. Goldman allegedly fired shots at Mobile police during a chase Thursday night. Nettles, a passenger in the car, was taken into custody and charged with attempting to elude. Goldman was able to stay on the run until Friday afternoon when he led officers on another chase in a stolen car that ended with a crash in the parking lot of a restaurant on Airport Boulevard. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office needs help finding an elderly man missing since Friday night. 83-year-old Clifford Reynolds was last seen in Brewton, Alabama. He was driving a white Chevy Avalanche. It has a Florida license plate. If you've seen Reynolds or the Avalanche, call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Alabama voters need a specific type of ID to vote at the polls. That includes a driver's license, non-driver ID, or passport among them. If you don't have one, traveling units will be going to every county in the state to provide the free voter IDs. There will be locations in Clark, Monroe, and Washington counties. The full list on WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on. South Alabama softball with a huge sweep. And Josh Donaldson from Pensacola hits two home runs in the Atlanta Braves win over Detroit last night. Quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Boston Celtics finished a four-game sweep over the Indiana Pacers with a 110-106 victory in Indianapolis.
That's going to be it. The Boston Celtics will defeat the Indiana Pacers 4-0 for their first playoff sweep since 2011.
Gordon Hayward led Boston with 20 points. That makes the Celtics the first team to advance to the second round. The Golden State Warriors beat the LA Clippers 113-105 to take a 3-1 series lead.
Final score, Warriors 113 and the Clippers 105. It's a 3-1 lead as the series shifts back to Oracle Arena.
Kevin Durant scored 33 and Klay Thompson scored 32 in the win. Kawhi Leonard led Toronto with 34 points in a 107-85 Raptors win over Orlando. Toronto leads that series 3-1. And Portland beat Oklahoma City 111-98, taking a commanding 3-1 series lead. Damian Lillard scored 15 third-quarter points for the Blazers. Tonight, there are two games on the NBA playoff schedule. At 7 p.m., Milwaukee plays at Detroit. The Bucks lead that series 3-0 and could complete the sweep tonight. The winner of that series will face the Celtics in the second round. And at 9:30 tonight, Houston plays at Utah with an opportunity for the Rockets to wrap up that series in a 4-game sweep. In the NHL playoffs, four teams have already advanced into the second round. In the Eastern Conference, the Columbus Blue Jackets and New York Islanders advanced last week. And in the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche and St. Louis Blues won their series over the weekend. Yesterday, the Boston Bruins beat Toronto 4-2 to tie their series at 3-apiece. Brad Marchand scored 2 goals with an assist in the win. And the San Jose Sharks beat the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in double overtime with a shorthanded game winner from Tomas Hertl.
Tomas Hertl shorthanded, shoots, and scores! Tomas Hertl hits the jackpot!
That series also tied at 3-apiece now, and Game 7 for both of those series set for tomorrow night. Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes and Nashville Predators will attempt to avoid elimination. The Hurricanes are down 3-2 and host Washington tonight at 6. Predators also down 3-2. They're on the road to take on Dallas at 7:30. On the PGA Tour, Taiwan's CT Pan won the RBC Heritage on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina for the first PGA Tour victory of his career. Pan shot a 4-67 to finish at 12-under, one stroke ahead of Matt Kuchar. Dustin Johnson led entering the final round, but he shot a 77 on Sunday to finish tied in 28th place. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game Sunbelt Series at Louisiana Monroe over the weekend. The Jags lost Game 1 on Friday 16-11. They won the first game of a Saturday doubleheader 11-2 before dropping the final game on Saturday 12-9. This Wednesday, South back in action at home in Mobile with McNeese State coming to town. South Alabama softball swept Georgia State in a three-game Sun Belt series at home. The Jags won 9-7 in the first Friday game, 4-2 in the second game Friday, and 10-7 on Saturday. Next up, the softball team heads to Montgomery to face Alabama State on Tuesday night. And in the major leagues, Josh Donaldson hit two home runs, and the Atlanta Braves beat Cleveland 11-5 last night. 6:49 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Back to school for Mobile and Baldwin County today, so heavier pockets of traffic. Schillinger and House Ferry seeing some delays, also off of Dolphin and Airport at 65 already, but the good news is, again, no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride from downtown, the tunnels across the Bayway, coming into the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, and Malbus clear. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
6:52 FM Talk 106.5. Oh, thank you, 24/7 Wall Street. The 10 worst jobs in America list out. You're going to wince. The number of things that hit around us or people we know. Get to that in just a second. Segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything resulting in a single managed IT portfolio, the results are a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired. Right now, let's check headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're learning this morning even more about a massive contraband raid at the Holman Correctional Facility last week. ADOC officials confirmed that during that day-long operation, officers seized 356 makeshift weapons, 91 grams of methamphetamines, 98 grams of marijuana and cocaine, and more than 400 assorted pills and 16 cell phones. More than 300 law enforcement officers Well, they participated in the raid at the Alabama prison Thursday morning. It was a joint operation targeting contraband around 4:30 that morning. That concerted effort involved ADOC investigations and intelligence agents, correctional emergency response teams, correctional canine drug units, plus resources from pardons and paroles, AEMA, ADOT, Atmore, Bay Minette, Bruton Police Departments, and support from the Baldwin, Butler, Escambia, and Monroe County Sheriff's Departments, all searching that prison. Holman is a maximum security prison which houses 870 inmates. Always you're being reminded to, if you have information or you know someone trying to smuggle illegal contraband into state prisons, you're urged to call the ADOC Investigations and Intelligence Division at 1-866-293-7799 or go to the ADOC website to report suspicious activity. Today is Earth Day, and what better way to do your part than participating in a cleanup? The Mobile Baykeeper, they are inviting you to participate in this morning's cleanup of One Mile Creek. Storm drains get cluttered with debris and litter, plastics, styrofoam, tires, garbage, and more, and all of that then goes into the river and the bay. So your help is greatly appreciated. The cleanup is today from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Volunteers are set to meet at 498 Marion Street, which is very close to downtown. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Now, they probably should do more of Earth Day observed, not on a work day. But you had the Easter weekend. They probably should move it, right? That's just an idea here.
Well, benefit of having it the day after Easter. Yeah. Might find some Easter eggs out there.
It's true. You might find a lot of other things in those creeks, too, other than Easter eggs. All right. I mentioned this story. Thank you, 24/7 Wall Street, for depressing me on a Monday. They have their list each year of the worst jobs in America based on pay growth and stress.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. All right. You want to go from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
Let's do it 10 to 1.
All right. Number 10 here, painter.
Okay.
I don't think that's somebody like with watercolors. I think that's somebody, you know, painting houses and
just
all that kind of stuff.
Just painting.
Yes, painting. Number 9. Get ready. Advertising salesperson.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm glad you said it before any of them made it in this morning.
Number 8, broadcaster.
Oh, come on.
Number 7, DJ. And I don't know if that is how it's separate from broadcast. Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's somebody mixing on the ones and twos, do you think?
No, Diplo's probably not a part of it.
Probably not Diplo. What is his name? Armani or whatever.
Yeah, Avicii?
Avicii, Armani, whatever it is.
Armani.
Number 6, a CO, corrections officer. We just talked about what went on at Holman.
Yeah.
So right there in the mix with us in the broadcasting business, corrections officers.
Two ahead of us.
This one is true, and this is why I pay so much homage to him, enlisted military personnel.
Yep.
While held in high esteem, it is, I mean, you talk about a dangerous gig.
Mm-hmm.
That is the definition of a dangerous gig.
And being away from family.
For long periods of time. Number 4, retail salesperson.
Beats out
enlisted military personnel. They have it worse. So retail salespeople have it worse than we do. So that's good. And the military folks. Number 3 here, is this not the truth? And we talk to them all the time. Newspaper reporters. Mm-hmm. Number 3. Number 2, this is like all the people that either the jobs I do or the people I know are kin. But number 2, loggers. And let me add in just pulpwooders probably.
Yeah.
And number 1, taxi driver. So they're your worst jobs in the United States.
Taxi drivers,
loggers, newspaper reporters, retail sales, enlisted military personnel, corrections officers, DJs, broadcasters, advertising salespeople, and painters. Happy Monday, everybody. Coming right back.